paranormal me, nākorero kai tōno, information and candidate profiles, Pōtitanga Kawanatanga Aorohe, 2022 local government elections. Voting closes at 12 noon, Saturday 8 October 2022, Paikawakawa/Southern General Ward. Producers note, this document contains the candidate profiles taken from the candidate profile booklet for this ward. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 11th of September 2022. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. Disclaimer: this candidate directory has been compiled under the Local Electoral Act 2001. The Act provides that an electoral officer is not required to verify or investigate any information included in candidate profile statements and is not responsible for the accuracy of the information contained in such statements. Wellington City Council, Paikawakawa/Southern General Ward, electing two councillors, Nuruddin Abdurrahman, Labour. My principal place of residence is not in the Paikawakawa/Southern General Ward area. I am standing for council because I want to give back to the city that has given me and my family so much. I arrived in New Zealand 14 years ago from Ethiopia and worked in low-paid jobs to support my young family while I put myself through Victoria University, where I gained a master's degree in international relations. I now run a small business with my wife and am chair of the African Community Council based in Newtown, where I helped run COVID-19 vaccination drives and founded the Ammon Centre off Riddiford Street. My priorities are investment in affordable housing, public transport and water infrastructure, as well as real action on climate change. Community is what really drives me, so I will work to reduce cost barriers so that all children are able to play sport or take swimming lessons. Vote 1 for Nuruddin Abdurrahman. Katu au hei kai tōno kaunihara ki a whakahoki manaaki ki pōneke mō tāua rātou I a mātou ko taku whānau. Nō Etiopia aho I tai mai au ki kōnei I te tau 2008 a I mahi ana au I ngā mahi utu iti, ka ako hoki au kei ki te heringa waka, he kaipakihi aho I nāianei kei Newtown. He nui āku mahi ki reira te mahi kano ārai mate kōwhiori 19, te whare aman hoki, te kaunihara hapori o awherika hoki. Ko ngā mea kaupapa nui ki au ko ngā whare utupai, ngā waka tumatanui, ngā wai e toru ā, tai noa ki te hurihanga āhuarangi, ko te hapori te mea nui kei taku ngā kau. Kapu kumahi I ki te whakaheke I ngā wirol utukia watea ngā tamariki katoa ki te takaro hakinakina, ko te ako ki te kaukau hoki. 41 more Nuruddin Abdurrahman. Inoke Afeaki, independent, my principal place of residence is not in the Paikawakawa/Southern General Ward area, Hurricanes No. 1, Victoria University, BSc. In physiology, class of 1996 and past rate payer resident in Paikawakawa Southern Wards. 27 years in the sporting industry developed my skills to shape policies that enhanced high-performance athlete pathways. These strategies were based on pedagogy, science of teaching. My sons are Wellington College students. COVID decimated the sports industry. I pivoted into the building industry. I understand relationships between councils and the building industry, acts and regulations that safeguards everyone involved. Te tiriti, safety, health, environment, roads, three waters, the built environment, sporting facilities and heritage buildings are important and entrusting Wellington's specialists to complete their work is the measure of good governance. In 2012 my fellow PPWT Trust members Warmer Homes project not only completed but exceeded the targeted 1,000 homes. Our trustees took no sitting fee. I am with McKee Fales Constructors Limited at Kainaora's Arlington Social Housing Site. Dipak Bana, independent pound together for Wellington, My principal place of residence is in the Paikawakawa / Southern General Ward area. Kia ora, namaste, my name is Deepak Bana. I am standing for Southern Councillor. I'd love to be able to work as a team with other elected councillors to ensure as a council we get things done. There are several changes to the city, and I wish to make sure we consult all interested parties and get things moving. I would like to restart Ethnic Advisory Council to ensure that migrants and ethnic communities can openly discuss any concerns with the council and that they have a voice that the council can consult. I believe in transparency, reliability, accountability, and community service, and if elected I hope to bring these qualities to the role. I have lived in Brooklyn for the last 20 years. I'm married with two older kids. I am currently an active volunteer in my community and work full-time. I'd love to serve the Southern Ward community. Ermila Bana, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Paikawakawa / Southern General Ward area. I was born, schooled and graduated in Wellington from Victoria University and lived in many suburbs in Wellington and work in lively Newtown. I'm a team sport player with a love of hockey, representing our community's club in the Premier League and also for New Zealand Indians. I've been involved in voluntary work within our community fundraisers, ethnic markets and the many working bees, along with volunteering for executive positions for many years. My chosen career is business analysis and retail, working here and overseas. This is why I love Newtown. It is New Zealand's changing, welcoming face. I want Wellingtonians to have a voice and be willing to be heard and listened to. I mean business, and I am sure to listen and work positively with the organization for equitable solutions for this great city I love. Vote Ermila, work with you, work with me, a win-win. Jonathan Coppard, Action on Climate. My principal place of residence is not in the Paikawakawa / Southern General Ward area. I work two jobs, and each gives me a different view of our ward. My work as a bus driver takes me from the narrow winding streets of Brooklyn to the narrow winding streets of Southgate. As a cycling instructor, I travel to schools across Wellington to help young people build the skills and confidence to travel safely on our roads. Working with young people is what inspires me to take action to make Wellington even better. Over the last few years, I've been involved in campaigns advocating for better housing, transport, and action on climate change. As your representative, I will work to achieve fast, low-cost changes to improve our city. A city where everyone has a warm, affordable home to live. As an independent candidate, I will bring a strong, independent voice to the table for action on climate change, transport, and housing. Vote number 1 for Jonathan Fonimera, Coppard. Chris Dudfield, Independent, Vision, Skill, Results. My principal place of residence is in the Paikawakawa / Southern General Ward area. I am also standing for mayor. As a born Wellingtonian, it pains me to watch our city crumbling because of a dysfunctional council unable to meet our real needs. We need full consultation, fiscal responsibility and attention to the basics. I have the vision, skills and determination needed to restore and future-proof our city. Essential infrastructure and traffic flow must be prioritized. I'd advocate a moratorium on cycleway construction, remove existing cycleways in Newtown, Island Bay and Brooklyn, push for a four-lane Mount C Victoria Tunnel, fully extend the Arras Tunnel and add another lane to the Terrace Tunnel. Check my ideas for protecting the Southern Bays and Inner Harbour from intensifying weather events, storm surges and rising sea levels at dudfield4mayor.com. My architectural and supervisory experience means I can tackle Wellington's challenges effectively, on time and within budget. I previously served on the Terafiti Licensing Trust for 12 years, chairing the project operating committee. Laurie Foon, Green. My principal place of residence is in the Paikawakawa / Southern General Ward area. I'm a lifelong Wellingtonian. I've lived with my family in Berhampore for 23 years. I've created a business, pioneering ethical fashion in Aotearoa. I've worked to improve Wellington businesses' environmental and social impact. Some council achievements since 2019, supported closer partnerships with Mana Whenua. helped more housing builds close to the city, prioritized low-carbon transport options, championed a waste-free Wellington. I'm committed to Wellington being a world-leading city that has thriving people and nature and is fair for everyone. My priorities: enhance Wellington's unique reputation as an innovative, creative, diverse capital, nestled in nature. Create a city our young want to inherit, with low-carbon transport options, quality affordable homes, meaningful jobs, waste-free systems, where it's fair and inclusive of everyone with nature thriving. Work in partnership with Mana Whenua so Wellington upholds Aotearoa's Te Tiriti promises, ensures everyone thrives and Te Aumarari is embraced, celebrated. Ko Runganui e tu I hornei, ko Papatuanuko e takoto akenei e ngā Mana Whenua kornei a kumihi mai o haki a koto ko Lori Funaho a ko tēnei te karere e puawai I te mokopuna katiakina te taiao. Nā aro whakanui a te mana o te whanganui a tara, ko tēnei wāhi a waha, ko tēnei wāhi kanoro e noho nei I te taiao. Tinitia tō tātou punaha whare, tō tātou punaha waka, me o tātou punaha momoa ki a kōkiritahi tātou ki te wā e heke nei. Whakahonoriti a te tiriti o Waitangi mā te mahi ngātahi ki mana whenua ki a hapai I te aumarari. Ian Alistair MacLeod, Independent. Get Wellington back on course. My principal place of residence is not in the Paikawakawa/Southern General Ward area. Born and bred in Wellington, I care deeply about the people who call this place home. However, our city has moved down the ranks on the EIU index of most livable cities. We were number 4 but have tumbled to number 50. I'm here to get us back on track. I want to make Wellington the best city to live and do business in. This means making it quick and easy to get around, including speeding up traffic from Goranga to the airport, focusing on efficient and consistent provision of core council services, giving people free access to parks and fields, and minimizing wasteful council spending. A ship's captain by trade, I'm no stranger to hard work. When I'm not on the water, I manage our family business, Penthouse Cinema. If you want a hard-working, straight-talking, engaged councillor who is committed to change, vote for Ian MacLeod. Atemuola, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Paikawakawa/Southern General Ward area, Molo, Ilele. I am a mother, and my family are residents of Island Bay. I have served in the health, community, and business sectors for 30 years. I am committed to improving the health and well-being of our families/whānau, and improving the social, economic, and well-being of the poor, those with disability, and the elderly. I am a public health medicine specialist, business owner, and a Pacifica community leader. We have some big challenges with infrastructure, transport systems that affect the health and safety of our suburbs. I will be a voice of common sense to ensure Wellington becomes a safer place for families, our diverse communities, and small businesses. I loathe poor decision-making that violates people's health, rights, and freedom. Vote for me and let us work together to wisely invest our resources to make Wellington a thriving, safe, and healthy city for our children, families, and kaumātua. Paula Mulo, Independent. My principal place of residence is not in the Paikawakawa/Southern General Ward area. Vote number 1 for experience, energy, and common sense. A good council can disagree, but it must also unite around a compelling, progressive vision for Wellington. We've had enough of party politics that don't serve our city. I'll always put your interests first. Born locally and raised as part of Island Bay's Italian community, I was taught the values of respect, integrity, honesty, and hard work. I worked in Wellington's events and tourism sectors, before moving into real estate. Now I want to focus my skills and love of Wellington into rejuvenating our city. We all know that council hasn't been functioning properly. It needs to get back to basics. Rein in its spending so Wellington is affordable and livable and local voices are respected and heard, not ignored. Wellington needs more investment in infrastructure and communities. Denser housing without destroying character. better public transport, and revival as the vibrant cultural capital. Wellington Regional Council, Pawneke/Wellington Constituency, electing 5 regional councillors. Jake Arthur, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawneke/Wellington constituency area. For years I've lived and worked in the Wellington region. I believe it's the most dynamic part of the country. But there's no doubt it faces serious challenges. Returning to Wellington after working in the UK as a lecturer and researcher, I want to bring my attention to detail to solving the issues facing our region. We need to future-proof our water supply and critical infrastructure, build up our climate and disaster preparedness, and sort out public transport. These are major challenges and we need ambitious thinking. We need cooperation between councils and a solid working relationship with government. After years of experience in the education sector, I know the value of building positive relationships and how to make the best out of the resources available. As your councillor, I'll be across the detail without losing sight of the big picture. Let's get Wellington Region up and running again. Roger Blakely, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawneke/Wellington constituency area. I am a second-term regional councillor. I have delivered my 2019 election commitments, fixing the bus network, action on climate change and clean water. As chair of the Transport Committee, I have led at governance-level council's actions to procure 83 new electric buses, new Ikorere electric ferry, new electric airport express bus service, and support for walking and cycling programs. As a member of Te Whanganui Atura Whaitua Committee, I have developed actions to protect our freshwater streams, rivers, lakes and wetlands. I am asking for your number one vote so I can deliver further results. Climate action by bedding in contractually council's commitment to a fully electric bus fleet by 2030. Reliable and affordable public transport. Environmental action to eliminate pests and enhance biodiversity. Partnering with Mana Whenua in decision making. My background is Chief Executive of Ministry for Environment, Department of Internal Affairs and Porirua City Council. Thomas Bryan, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawneke/Wellington constituency area. I have lived in Wellington for over 30 years. I am an advocate of cities for all. I mostly get around Wellington using public transport. I see firsthand that we have some way to go before we can honestly say public transport and our city is accessible for everyone. I am currently on the Regional Council Public Transport Advisory Group representing disabled and older persons. My passion and objective is to achieve accessibility for all. As our city and region plans for the future, it is essential we ensure our infrastructure, public transport and services supports the needs of everyone, including older and disabled persons. 25% of New Zealanders experience barriers to getting around and participating fully in society. This percentage increases as we age. If our cities continue to create barriers, more of us will be excluded, marginalized, and left behind. Chris Kelvey Freeman, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawneke/Wellington constituency area. I'm a transport planner with substantial local and international experience. As the Regional Council's first manager of public transport, I led the team that developed the 1991 bus network that served the region well until it was replaced by the 2018 bus catastrophe. I'll ensure that history isn't repeated, and I'll work hard to further improve our public transport and regional road networks, and really get Wellington moving. As a Wellington City Councillor 2016-19, I was instrumental in developing an agreed plan for LGWM, which now needs to be put into action. I'm committed to strong, connected communities, clear communication, genuine consultation, objective decision-making and open, honest local and regional government. We need experienced, practical people around the council table. If Wellington is going to continue to grow and thrive in the face of significant environmental and financial challenges, we can't simply talk, dream, or tax our way forward. Lee Catley, independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnucker/Wellington constituency area. For 15 years, my job has been to tell farmers and growers to take responsibility for improving their environment by stepping up to represent their local communities on their councils. This year, it's time for me to walk my talk. GWRC is under enormous pressure to deliver for ratepayers, public transport users, central government and the environment. I have governance skill, communications awareness and significant depth of understanding of the challenges facing the council. A vote for me means supporting someone who knows what it is like to commute in this region, to run a small business in the CBD and above all, knows what the regional council actually does. I will hit the ground running at the decision-making table. My key areas of interest are climate change adaptation support for urban residents, reaching predator-free goals and running great public transport services. Glenda Hughes, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnucker/Wellington constituency area. Glenda Hughes, Wellington born and bred. Committed to delivering achievable solutions that are good for the region. Everywhere I go, I like to make things happen. It's the passion I've had my whole life. As a police officer keeping the streets safe. As team captain of New Zealand Athletics, a Commonwealth Games representative, and in the management team at two Olympics. I've worked with boards in business, government organizations, and at startups Variety Club, Kids Can and Pet Refuge, all charities that are delivering for Kiwis. I have always believed in implementation. I have never believed in intentions, only in achievable actions. Let's ensure Wellington Region gets the action required. With better decision-making processes and smarter spending cognizant of today's tougher conditions, our region will flourish. We must act fast but wisely. I need your first preference to make it happen. David Lee, Connecting Wellington. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnucker/Wellington constituency area. Wellington has an exciting future ahead. I'm an urban planner and certified RMA commissioner, with 25 years of central and local government experience. I'm connected, with a record of success. My climate action achievements include securing $20 million carbon credits for Greater Wellington, introducing solar panels in schools and EV chargers around the city, championing climate adaptation resilience, water quality and urban renewal initiatives and community-led programs. I've led public transport initiatives, for example, electric buses, 50% fares, while upcoming integrated ticketing will modernize how we journey. Let's get Wellington moving. Options are hotly debated. I support a second Mount Victoria tunnel. Light rail is not the answer, we can't afford it, $7.4 billion. It's disruptive, especially for business. Buses on dedicated lanes are the most practical, achievable way to move people around the city. I'm seeking a second term on Greater Wellington. Vote 1 David Lee to energize momentum for Wellington. Chris Montgomery, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnucker/Wellington constituency area, Kia ora. I am committed to a vibrant, connected community that looks after the natural environment and the people who live in it. I am an experienced communicator, community connector and leader and bring the skills, energy and passion to help GWRC achieve this vision. We are entering a period of huge challenge and change, particularly around climate change action, including sustainable transport options and government reforms. And we need councillors with a strategic outlook and a sense of urgency who can understand people's concerns and communicate issues well. My background is varied, with experience in corporates, governance, incorporated societies and community organisations. I am committed to being a good ancestor and want the Wellington region to be a place where our young people feel that their hopes and concerns for the future are listened to and acted on and mana whenua knowledge and place is acknowledged and respected. Thomas Nash, Green. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnucker/Wellington constituency area. I believe in fairness, thoughtful planning and dedicated teamwork. In a time of climate transition, we need coordinated, effective regional leadership focused on the public good. That's my commitment to you. A region with more ways to get around is better for the climate and better for everyone. So let's accelerate Wellington's transport and urban development projects, with modern light rail supporting quality public housing, new trains for our regional network, more bus lanes, cheaper fares, more frequent services, a transport workforce strategy and welcoming, accessible stations. Let's work together to restore the region's urban streams, coastal areas, native forests and wetlands. In all of this we must build meaningful, equal partnerships with Mana Whenua. If re-elected I will build on my track record of delivering climate action and increasing council's funding base alongside rates. I'll work hard and always put climate, nature and community at the heart of everything. E whakapono ana au ki te tōkeke, te whakamahere pai me te mahi tahi. Hei whakahaere I te huringa āhuarangi me reretahi, me whaitake hoki te hōtutanga e arotahi ana ki te painga tūmatanui. Koinei tāku e whai nei mā koutou, he pai ake mō te āhuarangi me te katoa te rohe e whai ana I ngā huarahi maha ki te tāwhai haere, nō reira me whakahohoro tātou I te whakawhanaketanga tūnuka me te taone, mā te whakatū tereina māmā. Tereina ho arapahi anō utu kaieke iti iho, ratonga auau ake, paina ake mō ngā kaitaraiwa, me ngā teihana tōmopai, me whakaura tātou I ngā awataone o te rohe, ngā takutai, ngā here taketake me ngā koreperepo. Me whakapakari I ngā pātuitanga whaitikanga, manarite hoki me te mana whenua. Kapukumahi au. Ka aropu hoki ki te āhuarangi, te taiao me te hapori. Darren Ponter, Labour. My principal place of residence is in the Pōneke/Wellington constituency area. Electric buses, lifting driver wages, lowering bus fares, new bus services, including the airport service, introducing Snapper onto rail, replanting our regional parks. Restoring our wetlands and cleaning up our waterways have been areas of focus during my current term as Chair of Greater Wellington Regional Council. My priorities are more reliable Metlink services. Reducing fares for buses and trains. More buses to more places. Full integrated ticketing. And removing pollution in our urban streams. I am committed to active community engagement, spades in the ground on major transport projects. A vibrant downtown Wellington, and supporting economic development. Climate change, water quality and infrastructure resilience are high priorities. I am an experienced councillor with strong background in problem solving. I have a track record of bringing people together and delivering for Wellington. I have a background in resource management and public policy. Yadana Saw, Green. My principal place of residence is in the Pōneke/Wellington constituency area. Te whanganui e Tairua welcomed my whānau after they left Burma. Born and raised here, the environment, the possibilities and the people have instilled my lifelong commitment to community, social justice, climate action and te tiriti. Wellington is where I've worked in our film, education, radio, arts and non-profit sectors, gaining skills in governance, management and strategic oversight. I want a flourishing, safe, resilient, climate-friendly place that takes care of nature and people. We deserve 21st century transport solutions that reduce congestion and deliver a public transport network that serves our passengers, drivers and the planet. The restoration of our coastal areas, native forests and waterways is vital to our well-being and livelihoods. We need well-maintained and functioning infrastructure to protect our natural taonga. I will contribute to an effective, collaborative and visionary regional leadership that works in equal partnership with Mana Whenua so we and future generations will thrive. I pōhiriti a taku whānau e te whanganui a tara I taua rātou wehenga I pēma I whānau mai au I whakatipuria hoki I kōnei, kua whakato te taiao, ngā āheinga. Me ngā tāngata I te manawanui ki roto I aho mō te hapori, tika papori, tiaki āhuarangi me te tiriti e pirangi anaki apua wai, haumaru, manawaroa, tiaki hoki a te whanganui a tara I te āhuarangi, te taio me te tangata, me fifi tātou I tētahi ratonga tūnu kutumatanui no tēnei rotau e whaihua I mō ngā kaieke me ngā kaitaraiwa katoa, mō papatu anu ku hoki. He mea waiwai o tātou takatai mōna, ngā here takatake me ngā aroai ki tō tātou oranga, me tiaki. Mā akumahi e whaihua e mahitahi e matakite I hoki te haututanga a arohe e mahitahi ana me te mana whenua I runga I te manarite, ki apua wai I tātou me ngā uri whakaheke. Simon Wolfe, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Pawnucker/Wellington constituency area. Simon Wolfe has vast governance experience. He has been actively involved in areas of public transport, infrastructure, business, environment, arts, sport, health, and various charities in the Wellington community. Simon is a life member of Diabetes NZ, the Wellington Photographic Society and Family Planning NZ. He is a trustee on the Wellington Hospital Trust, a Rotary Paul Harris Fellow and has also served 3 terms on the WCC. Simon's reasons for standing for the GWRC include his care, interest and expertise in environmental matters, and his previous experience and advocacy for his community with public transport. He is a long-standing community champion and advocate for an improvement of Wellington's public transport system, and particularly in relation to Wellington's bus network and services. Simon is also known for his photography and family business Photography by Wolfe. He has a reputation for his considered and balanced approach, where people come first. Producers note, this audio version of this document was produced on the 11th of September 2022 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050, phone 09-320-4173, email info@aicoms.co.nz, website, www.aicoms.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.